I think it's so cute, and I think it's so sweet.
歌名非常简单的，只有一个单词 No。 Hey 各位早安，欢迎收听今天可以听歌学语了，我是 Linda。 这首歌呢是来自于 Megan Trainor 的 No， 一起来听一下。 Before you speak
My name is No, my sign is No, my number is No. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go. My name is No, my sign is No, my number is No. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go. What you gonna say? You ain't running game. They cannot believe in every word. Call me beautiful, so original.Telling me I'm not like other girls. I was in my zone before you came along. Now I'm thinking maybe you should go. Blah, blah, blah. I be like, nah, ta-da, ah, ta-da, no, no, no. All my ladies, listen up. If that boy ain't giving up, lick your lips and swing your hips, girl. All you gotta say.My name is No, my sign is No, my number is No. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go. My name is No, my sign is No, my number is No. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go. Thank you in advance, I don't wanna dance. I don't need your hands all over me. If I want a man, then I'ma get a man.It's never my priority、hey. I was in my zone before you came along. Don't want you to take this personal. Blah, blah, blah. I be like, nah, ta-da, ah, ta-da, no, no, no. All my ladies, listen up. If that boy ain't giving up, lick your lips and swing your hips, girl. All you gotta say is my name is No, my sign is No, my number is No. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go.
Trainer 的 No， 如果大家喜欢这首歌呢，可以在虾米上下载免费的音乐版本呢。好，接下来我们看今天要分享的一些词汇。第一个单词，两个读音呢，英式的话读作 day 的 a day day facto， 那美式的话读作 de facto de facto d e space 空格 f a c t o。De facto， 我比较偏美式，我读这个 de facto 会比较顺口一点呢。De facto， 它可以做形容词，表示实际上存在，但是不一定合法的，或者是副词，实际上、事实上。我举个例子，比如说，中印在边界上有一些地方他们是有争端的。那针对于像这种有争议性的地方，那就看谁先在那个地方建立一些设施或者部队驻扎在那个地方，那这就在事实上形成了，哎，这个地方就是你的。这就是我们今天要讲的这个实际上存在的，但不一定合法 ，de facto。我们来看一下例句：这位将军实际上控制了整个国家。The general took de facto control of the country. 形容词修饰后面的 control， 实际上的控制。可以认为这实际上承认了该共和国的独立。这个可以被认为说，哎，实际上已经承认了该共和国的独立。This might be interpreted as a de facto recognition of the Republic's independence. 下一句，虽然他们没有真正的结婚，但他这个男生实际上已经是这个女生她的丈夫了。He's her de facto husband, though they aren't actually married. 我们来看他的副词，例句。实际上，他其实仍旧在继续统治着这个国家。He continued to rule the country de facto. 好，第一个单词看一下写法 ，de facto, de 空格 facto, de facto 形容词副词。来看下面一个单词，下面一个跟心脏有关，在心脏后面加了一个 en, hearten, 动词。鼓励、鼓舞、激励的意思。比如说，他对我说了许多鼓励的话。He said a lot. He said a lot. 他说了很多东西。To hearten me. 大家注意一下这个 a lot, lot 的这个用法，它作为代词。He said a lot to hearten me. 他对我说了很多鼓励的话。看到这些年轻人如此的坚决，真的令人很鼓舞，真的很鼓舞人心。It is heartening.To see the determination of these young people. 这个消息鼓舞了每个人。The news heartened everybody. 下一句，这是个令人振奋的消息。虽然中文看起来是一个消息，但是消息这个单词在英语当中它是不可数的，你不可以说 a news. This is heartening news 就可以了。如果你实在要加一个 a 的话，那必须是 a piece of heartening news. This is a piece of heartening news. 或者直接就像这里的 This is heartening news. This is good news. 这是一个令人振奋的消息。好，往下看，下面一个单词，眩晕，头晕目眩 ，dizziness. 这个单词 ，vertigo, V-E-R-T-I-G-O.Vertigo, 眩晕，头晕目眩。这个单词来自于小说里面描写，就是奥巴马刚刚大选成功之后，他们要去参加很多这个庆功晚宴嘛。那到晚上凌晨两三点的时候，这个 Michelle 奥巴马的这个夫人就觉得说有点晕了，就眩晕，累晕了。当时这出现这个单词 vertigo。如果你头晕，就会觉得整个房间都旋转起来了。If you have vertigo, it seems as if the whole room is spinning around you. 他忽然头晕的厉害。He had a dreadful attack of vertigo. 注意一下这个 dreadful, 可怕的，糟糕的。Have an attack of something. 突然间被袭击。He had a dreadful attack of vertigo. 他忽然觉得头晕很厉害。好，看下面一个单词。下面单词，这个单词如果大写首字母的话，就是变成人名了。Ken, K-E-N， 但是小写的时候呢，它是名词，表示视野或者你的知识范围、理解范围。Ken， 听一下例句啊，他们并没有准备好去听取任何他们这个认知范围之外的东西。They are not prepared to listen to anything outside their ken.Outside their can. 来看一个跟它意思相近的 Beyond your can. Beyond one's can. 某人所不理解的东西，在某人的知识范围之外，跟刚刚这个 outside their can 是一样的意思。听一下例句，这个主题专业性太强，一般的外行人很难理解。 The subject matter, 注意一下 subject matter 放在一起是表示主题主旨的意思。The subject matter was so technical 就是专业性啊，技术性 as to beyond the ken of the average layman. 说像 layman 它是表示外行人，门外汉的意思。下一句，这些事情，这种事情我是不太懂了。 Such things are beyond my ken.好，来看这个单词，这个单词它是表示欢乐、欢笑 happiness。Mirth, M-I-R-T-H, 听一下例句，他红润的脸庞仍旧时常笑得堆起褶子。His Ruddy, R-U-D-D-Y, Ruddy, 形容词表示红的红润的。 His ruddy face still routinely creases with mirth. 我们来详细看一下刚刚讲的这个形容词红的红润的 Ruddy, 不要读成 Rudy 啊。Ruddy, R-U-D-D-Y, Ruddy, Ruddy, Ruddy. 后面这个 routinely, routine,R-O-U-T-I-N-E-L-Y 它其实就是 routine 的一个副词、啊、那 routinely 作为副词表示例行的常规的通常的毫不意外的后面这个 crease C-R-E-A-S-E 它可以做动词也可以做名词都表示这个折痕或者起皱的意思、啊、好我们今天一起学了 de facto hearten我一边讲但一边想一下它的意思啊 Vertigo Ken Beyond somebody's ken 以及最后一个 Merv My name is No My sign is No My number is No 好了以上就是今天节目所有内容了非常感谢您的收听和陪伴爱你们下期见No, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go. Now to the I, to the no, no, no. First you gonna say, you ain't running game. Thinking I believe in every word. Call me beautiful, so original. Telling me I'm not like other girls. I was in my zone before you came along. Now I'm thinking maybe you should go. Blah, blah, blah. I be like, now to the I, to the no, no.Listen up, if that boy ain't giving up, lick your lips and swing your hips, girl, all you gotta say is, my name is no, my sign is no, my number is no.